朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
你的一生有没有什么杰作？
And do you have accomplished any special achievement?
可能是你得到学位的那一刻。
Maybe it's the time when you receive your degree.
也可能是你获得什么大奖。
Maybe you win a big award.
对林书豪来讲，是他在2012年的时候，2012年在纽约的尼克队最后半秒钟投进的三分球，让尼克队赢了，而造成了字典上的一个新的字，叫什么 ？Insanity， 迎来风。
Remember Jeremy Lin in 2012, the last second game in the Knicks that shoot at three points to win the game.That's turned into an insanity phenomenon.
我一生没有什么大成就，也没有什么杰作。
I haven't done too much great things.
可是每一次飞机飞到达拉斯机场的时候，我都会注意往下看。
But every time I flew to Dallas Fort Worth Airport, I looked down.
因为在那里我曾经设计过几个从让飞机走过的桥。
And because I have built several bridges, overpasses in there.
For the bridge, for the airplane.
For the airplane.
不是人走的，飞机走的。那我一生这种小小的事情都会觉得回味无穷。
And then for these minor things, I enjoy remembering.
什么是上帝的杰作呢？
So what is the God's handiwork?
我们会想到神造的这个宇宙万物。
We can think about this universe that he made.
但事实上上帝的杰作是你是我。
In fact, the workmanship that he made is you and I.
上个主日我们讲到神他完全的拯救。
Last week we talked about the complete salvation.
在以弗所书第二章第四节到第七节，
The verses of 4 through 7.
我们再一次来复习，一同来念一遍。
Let's review that.
请。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所赐的恩惠，显明给后来的世代看。我们的神，他的本性是慈悲怜悯。
And our God, his nature is love and mercy.
本来我们不配得的，他给了我们。
And we didn't deserve it, but he gave it to us.
本来我们应当受的刑罚，他却免去了。
And then the punishment was deserved, he took away.
他拯救我们不是要我们进天堂而已。
He saved us, it's not only for us to go to heaven.
乃是他愿意与我们同活。
But he wants to be with us, live with us.
叫我们这蒙恩的人可以用传递所蒙的恩典来见证福音直到地极。
For those who have received his grace can go and witness till the end of the world.
那么今天我们继续要来看神对人永恒的旨意。
And then today we're going to see the plan that he has for us.
首先我们都还记得人得救是本乎神的恩典这句话。
Remember, we are saved by grace.
在第二章以弗所书第二章第八节又重复的出现说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Verses 8 repeat the same thing. For it is not by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is gift of God.
这里说神的救恩完全是出于他的恩典。
Here it talks that it is by grace that we receive his salvation.
换句话说，人是一点都没有办法参与的。
And that's not done, we cannot participate in this.
因为以赛亚书说，人的义好像污秽的衣服。
And because in Isaiah it says the righteousness that we have is like an unclean cloth.
所以我们想帮上帝的忙，越帮是越忙。
And if we're going to interfere, participate, we will mess up.
因为我们人都是自以为义的。
Because we consider ourselves self-righteous.
有一位病人去看医生。
And one patient went to see a doctor.
医生问他说，你抽烟吗？
And physician asked him, do you smoke?
他说我不抽烟，我最讨厌抽烟的人。
He said, I don't smoke and I hate those smokers.
喝酒吗？
Do you drink?
他说我看到酒鬼我就远远的躲开。
I get away from all those alcoholics.
然后医生又问了他许多的问题，他都是 no.
And doctor asking many questions, he always said no.
最后医生问他说，你头痛吗？
And the doctor asking at the end says, do you have a headache?
他说，哦，我头确实是很痛。
He said, indeed, my head hurts.
医生说，那是因为你头上的光圈太重了。
And that's because the light crown over your head is too heavy.
Halo
over your head is too heavy.
有人说我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信啊。
I mean, he says, we are saved by grace, but because through faith.
那我们相信也是一种功劳啊。
But by believing is our merit too.
但是人的相信不是得救的条件，而是得救的方法。
And because through faith is not the condition, but it's a means.
因为我们得救是靠着我们接受救恩。
And because we're saved, because we receive it.
信的意思就是接受。
And believing means accept.
好像老师给小朋友糖果。
And like a teacher gives the candies to the kids.
伸出手来的每个人都可以得到。
Everybody will extend their hands, will get it.
但你就是不肯伸出手来，当然得不到。
Of course, if you don't get your hands up, you don't get it.
因为神的恩典不是出于人行为的好坏。
Because the grace is not based on the behaviors, the actions you do.
正好像老师的糖果不在乎于小朋友他们的表现。
And just like the candies handed out is not see how the kids react.
只是得不得得到是人自己的选择。
And whether you receive it is by your choice.
所以得救不是凭着人的行为，乃是介乎完全在乎神的恩典。
And so this being to receive the Savior, salvation is by grace.
那人为什么要做好人呢？
So why do you have to be to be good?
我们从小就被教导要做好事做好人。
We have been taught since a child to do good deeds and to be a good man.
但是说穿了，做好事不过是要得人的称扬。
And the bottom line is if you do good deeds to get the compliment by people.
做好人不过是让父母减少一点麻烦而已。
And to do good deeds is to lessen your father, troubles from your parents.
所以你看，世人追求永生其实有两种的看法。
And actually there are two ways to look at it. People seek for eternal life.
有神这种观念的人，他们追求靠着好行为是要去讨好上帝。
And whoever has a notion of God, then seeking God is to please him.
为的是要换取一些的利益，一些的平安，一些的好处。
To exchange it for some peace and benefits.
但是无神的人，他们只是想靠着好的行为来安慰自己。
And for those non-believers, atheists, they do good deeds to help themselves.
因为他们会说，哎呀，你看我做了这些好事情，多么有意义。
Again, self-aggrandizing.
牺牲小我，成全大我，为着国家民族赴汤蹈火，其实他是在表扬他自己。
And the self-sacrifice to save the nation is to promote himself.
不然也是为了达到自我的实现。
And then to fulfill self-fulfillment.
Self-actualization. Actualization. 所以我不是说这个有什么错。
I'm not saying this is wrong.
而是说这样的想法不能成全神的意思。
And that, but this thinking cannot fulfill the original goal of God.
因为神的意思不是叫我们每一个人都得一百分，都做第一名，然后世界就光鲜漂亮。
And then God's will is not just for us to be on the top, and everything will be good.
因为神知道我们这一种天下为公、世界大同的想法根本做不到。
And God knows that there's a whole peace, harmony in the world is untenable.
因为人那个罪的本性是根深蒂固的。
And because the nature of sin is deep and rooted.
世界上这么多的宗教是做什么呢？
And what is so many religions on earth?
其实就是要人努力努力，然后提升自己，能够达到那个理想。
And then just to encourage people to work hard and to attain its own self goals.
所以世界上的宗教其实都是一样的，就是要靠人努力努力。
And then all the religions on earth is just to depend on people's efforts.
因此我们才会说宗教都是劝人为善。
And then therefore we said all religions help people to be good.
我们快的来看一看。
Let's go briefly.
像伊斯兰教，伊斯兰教有五个得救的条件。
And there is a look at the Islam. There are five conditions.
第一个就是要公开的复述阿拉是真主，唯一的真主，穆罕默德是他的先知。这个叫做 shahada， 就是一直不停的复述。
And here is you have to declare Allah is the greatest and continuously say that.
然后每一天要做五次的祈祷。
And daily you have to pray five times.
然后要周济穷人，要行善功。
And they have to do giving and compulsory.
然后要守斋月 Ramadan 一个月。
And then you have to fast and Ramadan for 30 days.
然后到麦加去朝圣。
And they had the pilgrimage and to Mecca.
这五点都做到了，那你就是穆斯林。
And then if you done all five things, you're a Muslim.
还是要靠着人的好行为来得救。
And this is to be saved by doing the good deeds.
佛教有大乘跟小乘
，and the Buddhism has two schools.
小乘的意思就是要讲求个人的利己的追求，除去各样的欲望。
And then the minor school is to say that's to get rid of all the desires to get to Nirvana.
Nirvana 意思就是成佛了，不再陷入到。轮回六道的轮回。
Nirvana really means you don't get into the cycle of life and birth.
但小乘的佛教传不开的原因，因为它是利己的，是自利的，所以人都要离开这个世界，出到庙里面或做才能够修炼成佛。
And this for this school thoughts is you have to go in the monastery to try yourself to.Get to this state.
所以在祖前二世纪的时候，龙树菩萨他就提倡大乘的佛教。
And in the second century, a Buddha prepared another school.
这个想法就是人可以借他力，就是靠着佛的力量可以得到正果。
And this school thought says that you can take the advantage of power of Buddha to get into that state.
那这也就是人的目的是要消除世上的苦难，这是利他的。
And then the goal is to diminish the suffering on earth.
所以你可以看到这个南传的跟北传的佛教各有不同的做法。
And there's two different divisions, the northern and south, they have different ways of achieving that.
但终结的意义还是一样，要靠着人努力的行善去成佛。
And at the end, they still depending on the efforts to become a Buddha.
那道教是怎么样？道教其实就是劝人为善，然后成仙。
And Taoism, it says you do be good and becomes the angel.
啊。靠着修 I don't know how
to angel.
Angel. How you going to say angel? Okay. 要达到天人合一是要修炼。
And then to become with the heaven, to be one, you have to work on that.
那印度教更混乱，印度教每三个印度人可以分到一个省，还有三亿三千个省。
And in Hinduism, it has many, many gods.
他讲的是因果报应轮回之说。
And so as you take, you eat your off, the fruit of your efforts, and then you send reincarnation. So.
所以你要苦行才能够脱离这个轮回。
You have to work hard to get off the cycle.
基本上是寄托于来世。
And then it's depending on the next life.
儒教其实儒教跟儒道不同，儒教是认为要法天或者天为万灵之主。
In Confucianism, it's a you got respect the heaven.
但所修的这个正道其实是为着封建帝王来治理用的。
And the way that is for to rule the country, is based on this thinking.
所以呢，这一个儒教的讲法是修身齐家治国，要平天下。
And then you work on yourself to rule your family and then rule the country.
那犹太教怎么样？犹太教所讲的是要讲善惩恶。
And then in Judaism, it's to emphasize on good and punish the bad.
人生的目的就是要遵行耶和华神的律法。
And then the purpose of life to obey the law.
所以你看到世界上的宗教其实都是一样，就是要努力的行善。
You see all the religions is to preach to people to do good.
但是圣经很不一样，你去读它其实是讲人不可能靠着行善得救。
But if you study the Bible,It tells us that it's impossible to do that.
为什么
？Why?
因为人要靠行善，就会有骄傲的心。
Because when you do good, the pride comes.
我们再念一下第二章第九节，请。也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。骄傲使人与神分离。
And pride separates man from God.
人的罪怎么样开始的
？And how the sin came to be.
就是受到魔鬼的诱惑而犯罪的。
It's because it was tempted by devil and then started.
那魔鬼他是怎么样开始犯罪的？
How does Satan begin his sin?
是出于他的骄傲，想把自己比作跟神一样。
And it's because he was due to his pride, he wanted to be a god.
所以他失败了，就引诱人犯罪。
And he failed, and he tempted others.
他告诉夏娃说：“他说，你吃神告诉你不可吃树上的果子，你就可以像神一样，可以自己决定善恶。”
He tempted Eve to say, "If you eat that fruit, that forbidden fruit, and you can tell the good and from evil."
所以人的失败是从骄傲开始的。
And then all the failures originate from the pride.
我们想把自己比作像神一样。
We like to be compared like.
这乃是因为我们人里面都有一种骄傲的本性。
And because we have this nature, sinful nature of pride.
人的骄傲可以分成四个方面来看。
And we can look at the four points.
第一就是人的自大。
And first one, self-boasting.
什么是自大？其实就是放弃人的尊严。
And means give up the dignity of a human.
那什么是尊严呢？
What is dignity?
尊严就是从上帝的角度来看人。
And dignity is to look at man from perspective of God.
我们知道英文讲这个 pride, 这一个 pride 也有好的意思在里面。
Pride has a good components in there.
所以我们说对孩子们说，哎呀，我为你的表现真感到什么骄傲。
So
对不对？
You tell,
中文翻成骄傲。
You tell your kids, I'm proud of you.
这话对还是不对啊？
Is that right?
啊，对啊，啊，我真是为 Jackson 感到骄傲哈。他们带师班带得很好的，大家刚刚都听到了啊。那这对还不对呀、
啊、？Is that good？
啊，骄傲这个字到底对好还是不好
？Is the word good word？
其实这个之间是有区别的。骄傲如果是按着我们自己的意识，那个是放弃神的尊神给人的尊严。
And if we come from our point of view, and we abandon God's given dignity.
因为真正的尊严是从神的角度来看自己。
And the true dignity is from God's view to look at us.
所以我说 ，Jackson， 我以你为骄傲，其实是说你的那个尊严达到了。
And when I say Jackson, I'm proud of you, that means you reach to the dignity.
那是说神的角度来看你的那个意义达成了。
And that means from his, God's point of view, you reach to that point.
因此我们对孩子说你的表现真好，我以你为骄傲，其实说你那个尊严达到了。
And then when we said this to our kids, we are proud of you, it means you, you reach to that point of dignity.
那因此以后我们跟孩子讲说应当我以你为有尊严。
So we tell the kids,You have reached the dignity.
那是说你达到了上帝造你的意义。
And then means that you fulfill God's will.
但我们人如果把自己看得很高了，那就失去了神看你的那个意义，而你就变自大。
But if we elevate to the point that now becomes self boasting.
那这个就是放弃人给神给人的尊严。
And that means you abandon, you forsake the God's given dignity.
那就是自大。
And then you're self-boasting.
第二，骄傲是自怜。
Pride is self-pity.
很奇妙的，一个人当他骄傲，他一定会自怜。
And the funny thing is, when you become self-boasting, you will feel shame.
因为他觉得别人看他还是不够好。
Because you will feel that other people see it's not good enough.
这是一种羞耻的心在作祟的结果。
And this is a driven shame thought in your heart.
你如果去注意像这些政治人物啊，他们在在那里骄傲的时候，其实在心一方面，他们就显出很自怜。
And if you watch those politicians, when they start feeling the pride, and they have some feeling of shame.
在人的面前，他们会讲一些狂话，但是私底下他们一定表示他们是委屈了。
And then in the public, they say those big words, but they feel that they're looking down.
啊，因为骄傲是自己羞耻感在里面作祟。
And because the shame inside is a culprit.
第三，骄傲也是自义，就是为了遮盖自己的错误。
And then the third point, pride is self-righteous, is to cover your own faults.
很多时候，你越是想找理由来遮盖自己，就越骄傲。
And many times you find ways to justify it, and then becomes more such pride.
如果你稍微注意一下，你知道每一次总统被人检举的时候，他就会躲到什么远远的地方去做大事，是不是
？When you notice that president being criticized, he will go focus on some other things to talk about.
这个不单是 Clinton 啊 Bush 啊 Obama Trump 都是这样。
You know, all the presidents behave like that.
因为他们想用努力拼命的做事情来遮掩自己的过失。
Because they will do show the big deeds endeavors to cover their errors.
这个是自义，是骄傲的原因。
And this is self-righteous.
第四个骄傲当然的原因是自私。
And the last one is the self-centered, selfish.
就是只顾自己的利益。
Only takes own benefits.
因为骄傲就是以自我为中心。
And then selfish is self-centered.
当然，人行善，他的单纯，他的原因都不是很单纯的。
Of course, the doing good deeds, the motives is not that simple.
你仔细分析，其实都有自大、自怜、自义跟自私的成分。
If you analyze this, they all have this component: self-boasting, self-pity, righteous, and selfish.
那这样情况下，上帝怎么能够赞赏人的行善呢
？And then under this circumstance, how can God judge on how the good?
所以神的救恩不能够凭着人的善行。
So the salvation cannot be based on the works.
因此神才自己来解决人罪的问题。
So God sent King himself to solve this problem.
第二章十六节说，既然耶稣在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。这里讲到三位一体的神。第二个位格来到这个世上，道成了肉身，做成了赎罪的工作。
He talks about the second unit of the Trinity came to this earth to fulfill this task.
耶稣基督来做成了在十字架上做成了救恩。
And then he did it through the cross.
十字架至少有四方面的意思。
And the meaning of the cross has four meanings.
第一个是指的基督已经胜过撒旦。
First one is the Jesus already overcome the Satan.
他乃是借着死败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
And then through his death to overcome the power of Satan.
你知道撒旦有权执行死亡，但是没有权定人的死亡。
And then Satan can execute the death, but cannot judge it.
可是耶稣基督在十字架上，他是打败了魔鬼，连执行这个死权也要夺去。
And then Christ died on the cross, overcome the power of Satan, and including the rights of the death.
因为他从死里面复活了，他能够胜过死亡。
He came rose again. He overcame the power.
第二个十字架的意思是代表。他为人的罪受惩罚。
The second meaning, he was the, he suffered for us for our sins.
因为神是公义的，他不会以有罪的为无罪。
Because God is, blameless, he cannot become the sinful.
但是人人都只有一死。
And everyone is going to die.
我们不可能为自己的罪死了又死。
We cannot die for ours.
所以耶稣基督来是为你我的罪来承担这个惩罚。
So Christ came to suffer our sins, to pay for our punishment.
第三，十字架的意思是释放人脱离罪。
And third one is he came to save us from the bondage of sin.
因为我们都在罪的控制底下。
For we are all under the bondage of sins.
但是耶稣基督把我们的罪所有捆绑的锁链都断开了。
And he came and shackled all the, broke all the shackle, the chains of the sin.
有一位母亲对儿子说，她说儿啊。
The mother told her son, says, my son.
她说你讲的都好，要我信耶稣，但是我有三个东西是没有办法放掉的。
My son, you told me three things very good about Jesus, but
no,
three things I
cannot give up.
I cannot give up three things.
第一个是细细长长的。
The first one is thin and long.
第二个是圆圆高高的。
This is round end.
第三个是四四方方的。
The first one is square.
你们都知道是什么的，不晓得问一下旁边就知道。细细长长的 圆圆高高的，然后四四方方的，这三个东西他说我没有办法放下。
Think along, ask your neighbor to.
但是我可以告诉你，许多的烟鬼、酒鬼、赌鬼，都信了耶稣，就从其中释放
了。And then, I can tell you that many alcoholics, smokers and gamblers, all for abandon their.
十字架的意思，第四方面就是它能够满足神的心意。
The fourth thing is to satisfy God's justice and will.
因为耶稣基督是带我们献上了自己为祭物。
Christ has offered himself as our redeeming.
人到神的面前，先要把罪的问题解决，就献祭。
And to solve the problem of our sins, we have to deal with the offering.
但是我们不可能每一个人一直不停的献祭，因为我们一直不停的犯罪，所以耶稣一次为我们成了祭物。
You cannot do offering and redeem your sins all the time, so Christ came, did it once for all.
因为耶稣基督他成全了天父一切对于拯救的要求。
Christ fulfilled all the requirements for the salvation.
所以。保罗才会说，只有在耶稣基督的里面才能够得救。
Therefore, Paul says, only in God, in Christ, we can be saved.
我们再来念第二章第十节，请。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。基督徒也是要行善。
And Christians have to do good work.
但是不是靠着行善能够得救。
Not doing the good work to be saved.
乃是因为我们得救了之后才能够行善。
Because once we are saved, we can do the good works.
因为行善是要在基督耶稣里。
Because doing good works has to be in Christ.
当我们在基督耶稣里就成为神工作的材料。
For when we in Christ, we become the vessels to do the work.
因为成为基督徒不是将来的事情，是现在。
To be Christian is not for the future, it's for present.
神有四件事情，这一节经文告诉我们，神有四件事情，他是要做的。
This verse tells us the four things we have to do.
第一，做工，做工不是我们做工行善，乃是神在我们身上做工。
First, to do good work is not for us to do, but God in us doing the work.
在哥林多前书第三章那里说，他说，因为我们是与神同工的，所以我们就是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
And in Corinthians chapter 3 tells us that's a weird the field that God's work on.
你知道这是一个非常伟大的观念。
And you know, this is a great concept.
这个一般的宗教都不能参透。
And none of the big religions cannot understand this.
我们是与神同工来改变自己。
And we work with God to change us.
不是我们做工，是让神做工。
Not we doing the work, but let God do the work.
你看这一些的 T-shirt 上面写的这些话，他说是 under construction, 正在施工中。
Just like the T-shirt says, under construction.
God not done with me yet. 神在我身上的施工还没有完成。
And God is not done with me yet.
所以原来我们的一生都是要让神在我们的身上施工。
And for our entire lives, we have let God work in us.
他要改变我们的想法、我们的观念、我们的作为。
He changes our thinking, our way of doing things.
你不信，就是你不肯让耶稣在你身上做改变的工作。
You don't believe it's because you don't want to, you refuse to let him to do work in you.
因为拯救就是耶稣要改变我们。
Because salvation is to transform.
所以这种的改变是坐在基督里面。
And this transformation is in Christ.
好像我常讲的例子，那一个吹玻璃瓶的匠人，他把这个管子的一头沾上玻璃浆， 放在这一个模子里。
And like the example I gave in the gauze blowers, you had to put a long tube and put the gauzes in the mold.
在那个柔软的情况中，它一直在那里吹，这个气进去就把它撑成了像那一个模子的样子。
When the mold is deformable and it blows in, the air blows and expands that gauze.
在你我心柔软的时候，圣灵才能在我们里面中工作，在火热当中把我们吹成像耶稣基督的样子。
Only your hearts are softened, and you can do the work, and then the heart is driving to conform.
圣灵有没有充满你的心
？Has Holy Spirit filled your heart?
当圣灵来充满你我的时候，我们才会变得。像耶稣基督一样。
When Holy Spirit fills us, so we can become like Jesus.
第三，基督徒的生活也是要去行善的。
Third, Christian's life has to do good too.
这个善是指着照着神的意思而行。
The goodness here is according to God's will.
这一些道理我们都懂，爱人如己，彼此相爱，孝顺父母等等。
And we know all the principles.To love each other, love the parents, love God.
但是做不到，因为我们没有力量。
We cannot do it by ourselves because we have no power.
可是圣灵来充满我们里面，我们就能够做得到。
However, Holy Spirit infill us, and then we can do it.
因为不再是我的努力，乃是圣灵的工作。
Because it's no longer my effort alone, but it's God's work.
我也不在乎成功或失败，因为都是神在做工。
And I don't care. Well, matter doesn't matter anymore whether I succeed or fail, but because God is working.
最终的目的都是为荣耀他自己。
And all the end is all to His glory.
最后也是神所预备叫我们去做的。
And lastly, is He's provide us, prepare us for us.
那意思说，神他会供应我们一切去行善所要做的。这一些的准备
，That means he provide us all the preparation work to do good work.
我们当中有好多去参加这三福的训练。
Among us, many have participated in the evangelical explosion.
当你去向人传福音的时候，有的时候你会发现到叫圣灵的约会，就是你讲的很烂很差，但是对方要信，对不对？
Okay.You must have the experience when you go visitations and you talk about using your own awkward words, but people want to accept.
是不是你们现在正在受训的，尤其是迈阿密的呢？为什么？不，我开玩笑的哈，你们都很好。为什么？其实那个就是神在预备。
And why? Because God is preparing for that.
所以同样的，当你的老板在夸奖你或是在责备你的时候
，And likewise, when your boss is saying good things or bad things about you,
你要问说神啊，你此刻叫我学什么功课呢
？And you should ask God, says, what kind of lessons do you want me to learn?
当你在重病或者是在危急当中的时候。你要向神问说：“神啊，你现在要我学什么功课呢
？”Likewise, when you're deep in sickness, or in emergency situations, you ask God, "What kind of lessons should I learn from?"
在那一刻，神他就会改变你。
In that moment, God will transform you.
有人问说：“我们今年教会的主题是是。”主内一家
and this year's theme is to unite with God.
那我们怎么做得到呢
？How can we accomplish that?
其实主内一家乃是从我跟主的关系开始。
And this is start with me, and then in relationship to our God.
我们也了解这一个灵里合一的意思。
And we united in spirit, the meaning of it.
如果你我没有跟主这样子亲密的关系，我们也没有办法去影响四周的人。
If we don't have a close relationship with God, we cannot influence all surrounding us.
这一种亲密的关系，我不是指的你请我吃饭，我请你看电影那样的关系。
And the intimate relationship is not you invite me to dinner or go to movies together.
而是在灵的里面能够契合，我能够为你的灵性关切祷告，你也可以感觉到我灵里面的火热或者是失败。
And I can pray in earnest and in the spirit, and you can feel the warmth.
这个我们称它为灵友，属灵的朋友。
And we could talk about spiritual friends.
那我们自己先要成为主耶稣的灵友。
And we have to become first the spiritual friends with God.
所以我们能够跟主耶稣灵交，这个才叫做在基督里。
And then if we can communicate with God this way.
那你今天早上来到这里之前，你有没有亲近主？
So before you came here today,Have you get close to God first?
还是你只是匆匆忙忙，因为你有许多主日要做的侍奉。
Or you, because many different services you need to do, and you came in a hurry.
如果你没有跟主在一起先灵交的话，你所做的一切其实都没有太大的意思。
And if you did, if you hadn't done that, and to have a close communion with God.And all the things here, doing here.
因为你可以服务别人在外面，但是你没有 touch 到他的 spirit, 他的灵里面，你到不了。
Well, you can do a lot of things and to others, but you cannot touch on their inside. The
只有我们先与主在灵里有了交流，有了联系，我们才能够感动、影响我们周遭的人。
Only when we can closely.Communicate with God in spirit, we can influence others.
这里有一个同心圆讲到灵里合一。
And here is a concentric circles to say it's to be one with God.
那中心点乃是我们与主的一个灵交合一。
And this the connection with God to be one.
然后才可以跟你亲近的人，夫妻、儿女、父母。有真正的合一。
Well, yes, then you can be united with all the close ones.
然后你才能够在你小组的生活当中与这些组员或者是同工辅导合一。
Then you can become extended to your close groups.
然后才是教会的生活，你的弟兄姐妹同工牧人。
Then you can go to the church.
然后才是你的工作的环境，你的职业，你的合伙人、朋友、亲友。
Then go to your work community.
我建议这个次序不能乱。
And I really suggest you that this order has to follow this order.
因为这个次序乱了，你就没有办法去真正发挥那个灵里的功能。
If the order is out of order, the effect cannot be of.Achieved.
换句话说，与主合一这一种亲密的结合才是一切的基础。
In other words, the base for all this relationship built up is to communicate first with God.
当我们讲到主内一家的时候，其实是讲到我们先要与主有一个联合亲密的关系。
When we said to be the united in Christ, we have first.Connect with God first.
因为我们原来是要让主在我们身上做工。
We are because we want to let God work in us.
你的改变能够影响你周围的人，乃是因为主已经在你的身上开始了工作。
The ability to change others is because God is already working in you to changing you.
等一下，海龙跟我们分享这一个夫妻恩爱营，它的意义就是要从。主在我心里做工，主在我夫妻当中一起做工，来影响我周围的人。
And later on, how long is going to share with the marriage partnership is to say to start with you and your spouses and to go out to others.
我们再一次来把以弗所书二章十节念一遍。
Let's read the second verse 10, chapter 2.
请。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。 人得救不在乎于人的行为，乃在乎神的恩典。
And to be saved is not depending on the works, but it's by grace.
我们只能够凭信心接受。
We can only accept by faith.
骄傲使人自大、自怜、自义跟自私、自私。
Pride will drive us to self-boasting, self-pity, self-righteous and selfish.
我们追求的不是骄傲，而是尊严。
We are not seeking to be proud, but to get the dignity.
那就是从神的角度来看自己。
That's from the angle, God's angle to look at us.
神要继续不断地做工在我们的身上。
God continues working in us.
因为这才是真正基督徒的意思。
And that's the true meaning of being Christian.
因为他的目标是要改变我们，让我们像耶稣基督一样。
Because his aim is to change us, like for us to be in Christ.
这样我们就渐渐成为神的杰作。
And then we become God's masterpiece, handiwork.
请大家低头，我们一同祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天父，你在我们身上有许多的期望。
Lord, you have many expectations on us.
因为你要叫我们每一个人都变成像你的爱子耶稣基督。
Because you want us, every one of us, to be more like your Son, Jesus Christ.
父啊，吸引我们的心常归到你面前。
Lord, attract us, our heart, toward you.
让我们在基督里与主联合。
Such that we can connect in Christ.
好叫主在我们的身上有路可走，有工可做。
Like we become the way that Jesus can walk and work on us.
愿主怜悯你的教会，让我们能够成为一个在基督里合一的教会。
May God have mercy on this church that we can become the one that connects with you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。